5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Don't forget, I'll be back at it later today at 5 o'clock for the college football kickoff show with Chris Abshire. Kevin Lytle joins us remotely, talking from the Virgin Islands. We're going to get into more things, Colorado State football, and probably a little basketball too. This will be our last football show because we're off next week for Thanksgiving, and then. And then with the transition, and once we're rolling into the basketball season, we'll have to change the name, right? It's college basketball tip-off show. Can we do something like that? Can't say Rams, apparently. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Nuggets tonight going up against Philadelphia 76ers. And this team has been really interesting. I mean, to start the season, weren't we? We were 9-5. You're already at this point. You're going, man, if Joker goes down, this team is screwed. There's no way they can win games. Their bench is bad. They have no depth. MPJ, where are you? Not showing up. Well, suddenly, you get Bones Highland playing pretty damn good as a rookie. MPJ's out, but we have seen the bench play a little bit better, so that's helped. And suddenly, like, listen, this team's still not a playoff team without the Joker. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know that you feel as absolute lost if he goes down for, if he's down for like a game or two. Which again, this team's not going to go to the playoffs if he doesn't play. But I feel a little bit better about that because you're seeing, you know, Aaron Gordon's playing pretty good basketball. You got to, that lineup the other day was interesting because you go Austin Rivers and Monte Morris against Dallas. So you go really small there with Rivers and Morris, and then you have Joker and Gordon and Green playing. And again, the bench wasn't great in that game either. They got outscored 32-18 in the fourth. Absolutely just a rough second half when Denver was cooking. At one point, I think they were up 13, which still, I mean, 13 points in the NBA is not crazy. But look at Joker's number. 35 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists. The guy continues to do it all. Could he make that? Is he making that strong case to be the MVP? Yes, but I think the Nuggets are going to have to, you're going to have to win quite a bit of games. I think, you know, we talked about this last year. For Joker to be the MVP, the Nuggets need to finish in that top 5 seeding. And I think the same is going to be true this year for Denver. Do they need to win like 50-plus games and be top 3 or 4? Because Golden State, the way they're playing right now, is absolutely just, I mean, they're on a different world. This kind of starting to look like the Golden State Warriors that won a couple of championships. Sitting at 12-2, easily the top of the, well, not easily. Phoenix is right there. Look at Phoenix again. Phoenix was like the surprise last year, and we all kept counting them out. Saying, oh, come on, they can't do that, and they were the number one seed. Well, then 11-3. Just kind of fun. I mean, I always say, you know, the first 10 games or so, you can really start evaluating. Well, the Nuggets are 14 games in, sitting at 9-5, and where are they? Chances they're going to win a title? Can they beat Golden State? Can they beat Phoenix? They beat Utah? Right now, they're in the top 6. And you look around, and there's some, you know, the 6 teams in the West right now are playing pretty good. Again, Golden State and Phoenix playing great basketball. But Utah, Dallas, and the Clippers and the Nuggets. So that's going to be a fun race to watch. And then you have the teams, again, they're doing the play-in games this year, too. So the play-in guys, you know, you look at it, the second tier of playoff of teams in the West, Portland, which Portland's, man, they can look really awful at times. You got the Lakers. They have not been able to figure things out. Although Melo's like the guy for this team right now, which is crazy. OKC is 6-8. They would be a play-in game, though. That's an interesting one. I was kind of shocked the NBA went ahead and did it. But it's, yeah. It is what it is. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up. It's a Broncos-related one, and I just wanted to get the Hulligan's thoughts. Would you like to see Melvin Gordon back next year? Let's just assume that, you know, that deal's going to be market value, so be fair. Would you like to see Melvin Gordon back with Denver? I voted yes. I would like to see Gordon. I think if you can get him for $5 million next year, you start Javonte Williams, but you have a veteran in Melvin Gordon. I still like that combo. So I'm voting yes, assuming they go the market value route. So go vote at that one on that one at thewholeshow.com. You want to give away a pair of tickets for tonight's game? It's tonight's game, Denver, Philadelphia. I think it's the last home game for a little while. So this is one of the, I mean, we're going to be giving away tickets for, they're home against Chicago. And then they're on the road next week for two games in a row. I think it's our last pair we're giving away until December. That's what we were told. So let's go caller number six on the First Advantage hotline, caller number six. And again, keep in mind, Ball Arena does ask that you you have to show proof of a negative test, COVID test, or proof of a vaccine. So it is what it is. Caller number six, 970-353-1310, or toll-free 877-353-1310. I need your first and last name and your email address. So make sure you get their email address. We'll be sending it through Ticketmaster. All right, caller number six, 970-353-1310. First Advantage text line again, 888-530-0043. And you look at the schedule for the Nuggets coming up, going up against Philadelphia without Joel Embiid tonight, and I'm assuming he's not going. You really like the Nuggets' chances to win there, home against Chicago, at Phoenix, and at Portland coming up. So some interesting ones. And then, of course, the game we've all circled, Monday, November 29th at Miami. That thing is fizzled, but it'll probably pop back up right, you know, that day. We'll get into it a little bit, but that whole thing is certainly fizzled a little bit. But I'll admit it's you know, the cameras are gonna replay that Joker call all day. I mean, absolutely. It's gonna be that day at least, but it has died down for the most part. I was reading this. I pulled this article up from Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Headline: Move over Rudy Gobert, you too, Draymond Green. Nuggets Nikola Jokic is now one of the NBA's best defenders too. He's not wrong. Isn't that crazy? Golly, you remember Rachel Nichols last year when she was with ESPN? She said, "You know, Joker doesn't really play defense." I'm misquoting it, I'm sure, but I got the retweet out of her. I got the reply out of her because he was killing it and he played great defense. But his defense is deceptively good. We've always said this, he's deceptively quick. He has excellent footwork. His hands are so quick. And I mean, we've been watching him grow as a defensive player for the last couple of, last year and a half or so. Obviously, his offense is fantastic. But now suddenly you're looking at him going, he's a hell of a defensive player. He's starting to arrive to that point where you like him in a lot of these matchups. He's one of the top guys. You know, so the reigning MVP offensively is certainly, you know, offensively certainly one of the best. But now you have his defense that's starting to spark up. I mean, he's in those categories where he's climbing the ladder as far as the offensive leaders. He's defense though. Look at his rebounds. He's number two, right behind Rudy Gobert. He's averaging 13.5 boards per game. And there you go. I mean, he's the top five guy again in these categories. And honestly, in the points scored, he's sitting at, seventh? 26? And that number's probably going to go up because he's getting to that point now, isn't he, where he's starting to see those 30s. You know, he's 26.2. DeMar DeRozan's ahead of him. Zach LaVine's ahead of him. And those guys are barely ahead of him. Paul George's barely ahead of him. It's a tight right there. It's a tight race. So you got Joker, who's top 10 in scoring, top two in defensive rebounds. And you got to like what you're seeing 15 minutes after the hour. Before we take a break, let me tell you about one of our sponsors. That's Rev Chiropractic, Dr. Haley Harada and Dr. Tyler Terry. Listen, there's a lot of people that they hear chiropractic and they're like, I don't want to do the cracking. I've heard bad things about it, the popping and all that. I'm not sure that's for me. How does that even work? Well, Rev Chiropractic has a different approach. They don't do any kind of popping or cracking. What is the tool? What is that thing called, Michael? They have the, you know what it's called?
I don't know. I call it a gun.
They use a gun on you. It's the idea is a slower process, but it's we're ultimately trying to bend the spine back. We're trying to correct your movements and everything. I mean, they've helped me a lot, just giving me tips. And Michael, I know you go there too. You've struggled with back pain, just kind of like I do, if not worse. So you've been going there for a few months now.
Yeah, I struggle with overall body broken.
And it feels like it's, I mean, you look taller lately.
I have received a compliment, or I have received someone had told me that I look like I stand up straighter.
So it's helping you.
Yes.
I mean, they've helped me. It's been great. I went in there yesterday, and again, it's not a quick fix. You know, it's not going to be, I'm cracking your neck, and it's going to be relief for 5 minutes, and then you're going to need to come back tomorrow. This is a process that does take time, and I go once a week, and I'm feeling great. That's Rev Chiropractic there in Greeley off of Highway 34 and 35th Ave. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to pop in Thursday night special. It's on absolute life support. Can't seem to get a win. Can I get one tonight? We'll get to that. Brian Howe will join us from Buff Zone, talk a little Buffs, and Mel Tucker, and how sickening is it seeing Mel Tucker? His agent's like negotiating a monster contract for him. We'll talk about it next.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Just 22 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get to the Thursday night special coming up. Man, we are on life support. I'm just going to start asking hooligans. I'm going to start asking listeners to pick for me. Brian, can you pick for me tonight? Brian Howe of Buff Zone, one of our Buffs insiders. What do the Patriots win? Do they cover? What do you think, man? I need a lifeline.
Yeah, let's go Patriots tonight.
All right. This is all on you. If I lose, this is all on you now, and your reputation will be tarnished forever, Brian. So
okay, I have nothing scientific or statistical to back it up. Go Patriots.
All right, my friend, I'm going with you on it. We'll see. Well, we'll see. I still gotta think about it. The point spread always gets me. Brian, how are Buffs fans doing with? I mean, Mel Tucker. We haven't talked a lot about it lately, but. He has obviously found so much success with Michigan State. Who knows how far they can go? And now they're looking at a 10-year, $95 million contract. Oh, my. I mean, there was a time last year where we were kind of like, you know what? The Carl Durrell, Mel Tucker swap is working out. Carl Durrell is going to be Pac-12 Coach of the Year. How are Buffs fans doing?
Well, in that regard, I think for the most part, it's kind of, they've moved on at this point and realized that no matter what, CU wasn't going to be able to afford to keep that guy. And, you know, this is just further proof. I mean, that contract is insane.
It's nuts.
Get that. The guy has coached not even two full seasons of football yet, and he's got, you know, one of the highest contracts in all of sports for a coach. So, you know, it's insane. And, you know, I think Buff fans are, you know, I think at this point kind of numb. You know, about what's going on with everything, and then you see what Mel Tucker's doing. It's like, geez, come on, give us a break.
I know. I mean, I every time I hear Mel Tucker's name, Brian, I mean, I don't go to the football coach. I know he's a phenomenal football coach and a phenomenal leader, but my brain, and every time, goes to his tweet, him tweeting out that he's not going anywhere, that he's a Buff, and then bam, he's gone like a couple hours later. I can't escape it, no matter how good this guy does. That's the first thing that I'll think of forever when it comes to Mel Tucker.
Yeah, no question. And I'm not surprised he's doing well there. I mean, I think he's a good football coach. He's a really good salesman. He does the media game pretty well. I mean, that's one thing. Offense, defense, special teams, and media. Those were his four focuses. He knew how big of a priority media was, and you see it when he's on the college football playoff shows. things like that. He comes across very well. We had a good relationship with him. He knows that part of the game, and so he'll sell the program.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing in just a short time with the Buffs. I mean, people were pumped. They were excited, and then just kind of brokenhearted. But as for the current situation with this Colorado Buffaloes team, we kind of saw some positives a few weeks back, and then you see, you know, what this team was doing against UCLA in the first half. You're thinking, okay, this team's maybe turning it around, and then the second half, just an absolute collapse.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, the way the first half went and the second half, the only thing I could think of was that 2018 game against Oregon State, when they totally collapsed there. That was the last time that I probably remember something that was so drastically different one half to the next. But, it was ugly. I mean, the Buffs were looking really good at halftime, and all of a sudden they looked horrible in the second half. And injuries, I think, caught up to them a little bit. UCLA made some adjustments, and the Buffs didn't. And that led to 37 straight points by UCLA.
Ah, so frustrating, too. Brian, when you see a half like that, it does kind of wash away some of the good vibes we were building with this Buffs team. But I know it's tough to see right now. They got Washington coming up this weekend. But I still feel like we're in a better spot with this Buffs team than we were, you know, after that Cal game or even the USC game. I feel like we're in a little bit better spot, at least looking at this team going ahead in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that it's hard to view this right now because of the way that second half looked. But 9 of the last 11 quarters have looked pretty good offensively. You know, when you go back to the second quarter against Oregon, I mean, they fell behind 21-0 early. But from that point on, the offense looked pretty good. I mean, 29 points in the last three quarters. They beat Oregon State the next week. And then the first two quarters last week, 20 points, which was their highest point, the offense's highest total for a half since the UNC game in the opener. And they probably left some points on the board. So about 9 straight quarters, they played really good football, didn't the last two. But when I look at those 9, I'm like, okay, they can get this back. They can play good football the last couple games here.
Yeah, well, see if they can build on any of that and give fans kind of something to be optimistic about going forward. How about on the basketball side of things? We were talking to our Rams insider, Kevin Lytle, earlier about, hey, how cool would that be if in this Paradise Jam we can find a way to still get CSU and CU? I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, if you look at the bracket, and I don't remember exactly if everybody has, but they're set up that way that it should be. If both teams take care of business, it should be a CU-CSU final out there, which, you know, it's kind of crazy. They'd have to go all the way out to the Virgin Islands just to play each other. But that would be a good thing, I think, for both programs, because we think this CU team is pretty good. We think this CSU program is pretty good right now. It'd be great to see the two of them play each other.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy they're not playing each other. I mean, it just blows my mind that they're not on the schedule, because I just think that's so much fun. But, man, this is great for the state when these two teams are good and they can play each other. It's on the basketball side specifically, it's such a big deal.
It really is, and I think probably more so than football. I think people want this matchup on basketball, you know, and I think this would sell out either arena if they could play each other with these two teams as good as they are. So it's a shame it's not happening in Colorado, but let's just hope it happens down the Virgin Islands, because I think it'd be great to see how these two teams match up with each other.
Yeah, well, and the Buffs, I mean, they're 3-0, and I, you know, just looking at it's a young team, but man, they're just so talented. And again, I always just I just step back in awe looking at Tad Boyle. How does he continue to do it?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job. I mean, he had a top 10 recruiting class this past year, and those freshmen are playing well. The veterans are playing well. I mean, they've got a program going here, and, you know, we've talked about it that, you know, I think nationally a lot of people looked and said, well, they lose McKinley Wright, the Buffs are going to drop down a couple notches. Well, not necessarily. I mean, they've got good young talent. They've got a better program going now than I think at any point under Tad. I think they've had a good program the whole time. It's just, I think it's getting better to where they can replenish and, you know, replace guys with better talent.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do tomorrow to start this this Paradise Jam off on the right foot. Brian, always appreciate your insight, man, and we'll see. This Buffs team, I think, is going to be really good. We might have a few March Madness teams in this state this year. So when I asked that question, could this state become more of a basketball state, man, that's one way to get the job done, is you start sending teams to the big dance.
Well, and this year, for sure. You know, I mean, the Buffs are out of it. The Rams aren't playing well in football. This year for sure, a basketball state. Let's pin our hopes on those teams getting to March Madness so that we have something to root for.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Could be a lot of fun come that time. Brian, appreciate you. What are you working on? We can check out at Buff Zone.
Yeah, for the Buffs, obviously, you know, and the season's wrapping up, and this Saturday is Senior Day, so I got some Senior Day stuff coming up, and previewing the game, obviously, but focusing on the seniors.
All right, man. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Brian Howell of Buff Zone. And, I'm curious how Buffs fans feel. I just tweeted it out. Some of you say you don't care. Brian says it's like a forgotten thing that people don't really care about anymore. You're a Pac-12 guy. Do you think Buffs fans are still a little bitter about Mel Tucker?
I'm still a little bit bitter about Mel Tucker.
Because he left your conference?
Yeah. And also, I value loyalty, and I don't like liars.
I don't blame him for leaving for a better job. The thing that bothered me was the way he did it. Leaving CU on the hook to negotiate for a better contract with Michigan State, and a hell of a businessman to get the job done. But I didn't like the whole he tweeted out, "I'm not going anywhere." I wish I could find that tweet, but it was basically like, "Oh no, I'm a Buff. Let's keep rolling. Let's get this thing going." And then, like, the next morning, he...
Here's my middle finger.
Yeah. I mean, he was gone. And it was so frustrating to see that side of it. And then, you know, you got Carl Durrell. And then he won the Pac-12 Coach of the Year last year. And you think, okay, we're all right. But, I mean, he's looking... Look at this deal. They're Michigan State set to offer 10-year... $95 million contract to Mel Tucker.
I hope they pay him all that, and then it turns out he's awful.
You could feel it when he was with the Buffs that he was good. That's the tough part about it. I mean, we interviewed him several times on the show. He seemed like it. Like that guy can coach. He can lead. He can recruit. I mean, whatever he's selling, people are buying it. And he was great to talk to on this show. Here's what he said about Michigan State. "I made it clear in my initial press conference that I thought Michigan State was a destination job and not a stepping stone. It was never my intention to come here and just pass through. I believe that we're building something special here. I have tremendous support here to do that, and we're on the right track." Well, he did play for Michigan State in 2008, something like that, right? So, I mean... That one I tend to believe a little bit because of his history with Michigan State. Crazy. It's absolutely nuts. We're going to take a short break. We got the Thursday night special coming up. You're not going to want to miss that. What am I picking? What am I doing? I'm on life support. I got to figure something out. All right, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour, we've got the Thursday night special today. You can go ahead and just play the bed underneath me, Michael. We'll figure it out at some point. The Thursday night special tonight, looking, I mean, we're hurting here. We are absolutely, I think I've won two so far. I mean, the spread's killing me, you know, and I've had Hooligan say, "Well, why you just pick the winner? Just pick the winner." I can't do that. So we got to get one right someday. At some point, we'll figure it out. Patriots and Falcons tonight. Pat, don't look now. The Pats are 6-4. Mac Jones, Bill Belichick, things are starting to look better. You know, Tom Brady is certainly winning the debate as far as who is better, Tom Brady or Belichick. Well, Belichick missed the playoffs last year. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. So, 1-0, Tom. But we've also wondered, okay, can Belichick now, can he coach in a world without Tommy Bones and be successful? Well, they've got their quarterback, it appears. And hey, surprise, surprise, another quarterback that the Broncos passed on. Mac Attack going up against this Atlanta team that's, you know, they're struggling. They're looking, so the Patriots are on a four-game winning streak. They are smoking hot right now. And the Falcons, you know, they got absolutely annihilated by the Cowboys last week. They did beat the Saints, but overall, this team is, you know, they're hurt. Got some injuries there too. Hayden Hurst is out. So, oh boy. Patriots are 6.5-point favorites. Just feels like, this is, to me, it's weird. It feels like this is a game where the Falcons can, they can surprise people. I'm almost like wanting to go against the grain now on Thursday nights because we're just so damn bad. That being said, my pick for tonight, I like the Patriots to win, and I like them to win by a touchdown or more with the extra point. So I like them to cover 6.5. And that's my pick, the Patriots. I'm going with the Patriots. All right, there it is. Fantastic. That's great. 41 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. We got the Pats. We'll get it cleaned up next week. I like the Pats to win and cover. 41 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.